Well, Johnny, I want to give you a very warm welcome to the Evangelical Free Church Conference. You know, because of your ministry, my guess is that everybody thinks they know you, even though they haven't met you.
That's okay. I've got lots of friends in the EV Free Church here in the United States and around the world, and so glad I could be here for this special conference.
Well, we are delighted, and we're looking forward to the next hour when we're going to give you a lot more time to share your heart.
I'm looking forward to that as well.
So, Johnny, let me ask you this. I was in your office recently, your new wonderful headquarters for Johnny and Friends, and there are two floors, and suspended between those two floors,
right.
I mean, I've never seen this before, there's a chapel right in the very center of that facility.
And the only way you can get in the chapel is up a ramp.
Go figure.
Right, it's all about the ramp.
It's all about the ramp.
Access to the gospel.
I think I know why you put it in the very middle, but tell me how that came about.
Well, we wanted people, when they visited the International Disability Center, and by the way, friends, if you've got some free time and you're got a weekend that you're looking to fill, drive on up past Los Angeles to Calabasas and visit the International Disability Center, where we have the headquarters of our ministry, and we've got that chapel smack dab in the middle, because when folks come through the front door, we want them to see that the chapel, which of course has a huge cross of glass on the front of it, that Christ is at the center of our ministry, and that ramp represents access, as I said, to his gospel. There are a lot of people with disabilities, like me, across the United States and around the world, that need the help and hope of Jesus Christ, and we're excited to be part of the army of soldiers of the Lord who are going out there and giving that gospel to them.
Amen. You know, Johnny, we've made a lot of progress in the church of becoming a church of all people. And we've become far more inclusive than we have been in the past. But there's still a hidden people group out there, isn't there, that the church is not fully engaging.
But I venture to say that almost every family here represented is somehow touched by disability. For instance, if you have a grandparent with Alzheimer's or a parent or a child with a disability, a nephew, niece, someone with Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, someone who's affected by stroke that's limited their life activities, raise your hand if you're in that group. Oh my goodness, look at you. Amazing. And statistics were just released, new statistics from the World Health Organization last week, that now 1 billion, that's with a B, billion people around the world live with major life disabilities. And those are a lot of people who have little access to the gospel of Jesus. They're often socially stigmatized, a lot of fear, a lot of ignorance. I've been in many parts of the world where, boy, if you have cerebral palsy, you've been cursed by a local witch doctor. Or if you've given birth to a child with Down syndrome, that child is left to starve to death in the jungles. It's just heartbreaking, the plight of those with disabilities.
First of all, I want to thank you for the partnership that Reach Global has with Johnny and Friends internationally, and that is only going to grow. And one of the things that we find, Johnny, in the majority world, in the developing world, is that people with disabilities are often seen as throwaway people, which is an amazing thing for people made in the image of God.
But, you know, I think even the Lord Jesus knew that when he walked this earth.
Yeah.
In Luke chapter 14, he makes a special point of saying that when you give a banquet, don't invite your rich friends, relatives, and neighbors. You know, people that you're comfortable with, people that you hobnob with, that you identify with, that you're in your comfort zones. No, he says, go out. In the 23rd verse, pull up the tent pegs of your thinking. Go out into the streets and the alleys and the highways and the byways. Find the disabled. And then I love what he says, make them come in. Find the lame, the blind, the disabled. Compel them to come in. Give them a good reason why you know they'd be welcomed in your congregation. And embrace these people. And the Lord Jesus says, I love it. He says in the 13th verse, do this and you will be blessed.
I saw that verse prominently displayed in the entrance area of the Johnny and Friends Ministries.
Well, we're carrying the mandate of the Lord Jesus himself. It's not many places in the gospel that our Savior gets real specific about who he wants invited into his kingdom. But right there in Luke chapter 14, he gets as specific as he can be, inviting the disabled, the lame, and the blind.
He sure does. Johnny, I know that a lot of our churches have a heart for ministering to the disabled or those impacted by the disabled, families and so forth. But sometimes we just don't know what to do or how to do it. We're inviting our churches, like Reach Global, to partner with Johnny and Friends. And I see Johnny and Friends as the premier Christian ministry to those who are to ministry to the disabled and those who are ministering to them and their families. Share with us some very practical ways that Johnny and Friends can help our local congregations engage more fully in this ministry.
Well, something right here at the conference, visit our book table. The Johnny and Friends book table has resources for your church to get started a disability ministry in your church. And it's not hard. I mean, you just saw the raising of hands all across this room. I mean, right here, we've got families affected by disability, probably some of whom have yet to be embraced by your congregation. Well, like I said, we at the ministry have resources to help you. So visit our book table or visit us online at johnnyandfriends.org. Or I tell you what, we hold retreats every summer, 25 of them, national retreats across the United States. We need volunteers. We really do. And so if you've got some young people in your congregation, college, career, or even elderly people, there's a place for them to fit in a family retreat campus where they can share the good news of Jesus with some of these families affected by disability who come to these retreats, most of whom are unchurched. There's all kinds of ways to get involved, but we'd be happy to partner with you and have you come and volunteer with us at a family retreat. And boy, those young people will go home from that retreat so on fire about reaching other disabled people in your community with the gospel.
Awesome. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. Many of us know that you've been walking through some health challenges, and God has been very gracious. Would you just tell us how we can be praying first for you and then for the ministry of Johnny and Friends?
Boy, thanks, Tim. My husband, Ken. Ken, would you stand up over there and wave and so the folks can acknowledge you? And are you over there, Ken? Can't see where he's standing.
He may be behind the curtain.
Oh, he
there.
Might be behind the curtain, that's true.
Here, Ken,
come on out.
Come on out.
I tell you what, don't go, Ken, stay close, because I hold this hand, because you asked how I was doing.
Yes.
I'll hold this hand on. And this, it was a year ago this week that we discovered that lump in my breast, got the needle biopsy, went through the mastectomy, long regimen of chemotherapy, and here's the guy who through every x-ray, PET scan, bone scan, second opinion, third opinion, hospital visit, every conversation with every nurse and doctor was standing beside me every step of the way. And real quickly, you asked how we were doing. When Ken was driving me home from chemotherapy one day, I was feeling particularly wiped out. Quadriplegia, chronic pain, breast cancer, like, hello. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about how suffering is like little splashovers of hell, giving us a little taste of what Christ has rescued us from. And I do believe that our afflictions daily, as though they are God's way of reminding us of what we've been rescued from. The closest thing any of us will ever come to hell are the hardest times we endure here on earth. And then we started thinking about, well, then what are splashovers of heaven? Are they the easy, bright times where everything is sunny and rosy and going well? No, Ken and I decided in the van that day coming home that splashovers of heaven are finding Jesus Christ in the middle of your hell. And I think that's why reaching people with disabilities is so precious, because most of them, many of them, live in the most hellish circumstances. And to help them find Jesus in the midst of that turmoil, in the midst of that hopelessness, wow. I think that's why God's favor rests upon those who reach out to people like me. And I know God's favor rests on Ken for being the good husband that he is.
Awesome. Stay here.
And you can pray for Johnny and friends in that God will keep us resourced with his wisdom to reach the most desperate of those who are lost. I'm going to be speaking a little bit about that later on after dinner. But just pray that God will help us to see his strategy to reach the world's 1 billion people with disabilities and find friends like you all to link elbows with, partner with, stand on the front lines with, and push forward into that demilitarized zone that Satan thinks is his territory, and reclaim that territory back under the banner of the family name.
We're ready to go.
Amen.
And I kind of think there's a new book brewing coming out of what you just shared.
I don't think so. I just am grateful for the health, the strength, the energy. A year past that diagnosis of cancer, and I'm amazed that I am still resonating from people's prayers. That's awesome.
We want to pray for you right now, Johnny.
Thank you. Here, hold this hand.
Okay. Our Father, what a privilege it is to be here with Johnny and to have Ken here and to hear a little bit about what Johnny and Friends is doing for the 1 billion people in our world, made in your image, who have the same dreams and desires and hearts that we do, whose names you know, every one of them, but who do not, in many cases, know your name yet. And so, Father, we pray that you would give Johnny and Friends wisdom beyond measure that only can come from Jesus Christ and from the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. that as they move forward, that the best days and the most impactful days of this ministry would be in front of them, not behind them. I pray, Father, that there would be many of our churches who would partner
Jesus.
Effectively with Johnny and Friends to minister to those in their congregation and in their community with the love of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Father, we celebrate your goodness in Johnny's and Ken's life and in the healing that you have brought to Johnny.
Thank you, Jesus.
And bringing them through these dark days. And we ask that you would bless them in ways that they cannot imagine as a couple and individually and in their leadership of Johnny and Friends. Father, this is a friend that all of us have known for many years who has impacted our lives in many ways.
Thank
we
you.
Thank you for how you have shown yourself in such a powerful way through Johnny, through Ken, and through this ministry. And we just ask for your blessing in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I receive it.
Thank
I
you.
Receive it.
Thank
Bless
you, Johnny.
You, Tim.
Look forward to dinner.
Absolutely.
Okay.